The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational. It's intended to give us opportunity to get beyond all of the degrees of separation between us so that we come to a realization that you and I, wherever we are, whoever we are, whatever hue of people we may be, whatever we do, however we generate our income and our livelihood, whether we are in light or in whatever degree of distortion and darkness we may be in, whether you are conscious of being in hell or whether you're conscious of being in heaven, we all are held within the very fabric of existence with our very breath and heartbeat. And that intelligence that animates us is the intelligence of the whole of existence itself. And we are in that now moment where we each have the duty, obligation, and responsibility to affirm and declare the truth of our being as intelligences of existence, or as some would prefer to say, we are the children of that thing you call God. But because God is really in a state of being, godhood as well as goddesshood, I'd like to take us beyond the limitations of thinking that the intelligence of existence that permeates all of infinity and eternity is one being that dwells in one heaven, when the entire cosmic itself is infinite and eternal and ever expanding as it is the fullness of the presence of that intelligence that animates and is responsible for all worlds in all realms. It is beyond God and goddesshood, sainthood and sinnership, and all of the saviors and gurus and prophets and avatars, for you can put all of us together throughout all realms of existence, and you still will not get the fullness of that which is the truth of the Creator's presence. For the Creator's presence itself and the whole of existence is much greater than the sum of its parts. And it is a whole truth, and it is a whole reality of which we each have been gifted so much of it. And the only way we can really truly become whole is to realize the fullness of the part that we are in it. It's not a mystical thing. It's not a mythical thing, even though when we look at existence itself, it is absolutely unfathomable as to how the intelligence of existence is able to manifest itself and will manifest itself through an infinitude of beings that dwell at every level of existence, from the smallest of the smallest organism to the greatest and the largest worlds, heavens and spaces and places throughout all of existence itself. And so when we are in that point in space and place where we are truly worshipful of that which you call God, in the truth of worship, you have to have reverence and respect for the reality of your own being, because there is not one part of your being that is not animated in the reality and the presence and the intelligence of that absolute presence and intelligence that is all pervasive throughout all of existence. And it is the truth of the amoeba, it is the truth of the ant, it is the truth of the bee, it is the truth of the trees, it is the truth of the rivers and streams and this global body of water, 80% water, and so much earth that houses in an infinitude of creatures and billions of people. I mean, we are just like a cell within the body of the Creator, and the cell has to be harmonized by the intelligence of the infinitude or the divine mind of that which is pervasive as its source. And we need to come to that point of collective reverence and respect with each beat of our heart and every step that we take and each breath that we take for the phenomenal opportunity to exist, and to allow and grant and respect that presence, that intelligence, that point of existence as it is existing through every order of intelligence, through every order of being. We were told not to kill. We were told to honor our mothers and fathers. We were told that there is law and we have to be governed by law, not the games of agreement of wicked people, but law, the law that maintains the worlds and the realms and the heavens and the hells. We are held in the hand, in the palm of God and the Creator itself. What makes you think that we can live this life and be absolutely lawless and then have right to prosperity and peace and order and integrity? We cannot have that which makes us whole, and we are outside of the order of life itself, of existence itself. That we do not dwell is peaceful, poised points of the presence of the absolute, knowing consciously that we are in the presence of the absolute and should model our lives accordingly. If you were truly conscious of being in the presence of that thing that you call God, would you carry on the way that you do all the time that you do? If you're truly reverencing, and it doesn't matter whether you're Christian or Muslim or Baha'i or Jew or whatever you call yourself, the reality is that you are an intelligence of existence, and existence itself is witnessing all of our actions, our failures that are actions and acting, our sins of omission and commission, and we are having our opportunity to give our gifts and make our mark in life itself upon this planet. And in order for us to be qualified for continuance in existence, we need to be cleansed and purified, to step outside, to step off of that hamster's wheel, that rat race of defiling and ourselves with all manners of thing under the guise of having the right to kill yourself. You do not have the right to kill yourself. You do not have the right to be in complicity with forces and corporate entities and deities of death that produce products that undermine you at the cellular level. You have the right to life, because life is that which is all pervasive in you. And as an intelligence of existence, you cannot have the integrity of being and living in the truth of yourself if you do not serve and reverence your opportunity in existence and make commitments in being a living, intelligent, and potent part of the wheel of existence itself. We are in that now moment of time where we're moving into timelessness. And the world and its activities as we've known them in the progression of era is coming to that point in place and space where it shall be corrected, or that it will meet its tragic date with fate. If you have no conscious desire, conscious inclination, conscious effort to extend your life, to really reverence your life, to breathe fully, to live fully, to eat well, to really appreciate, love your life, and to fully accept the blessing and the gift of living, then you will not live a full life here. And if you don't live a full life here, then you can't be guaranteed a full life throughout infinity and eternity, and you did not follow the laws that govern your being able to be qualified for continuance in existence as a living being, as a spirit being, as one who has graduated the earth and been birthed into the spiritual worlds as an embryonic god or a goddess. Everything works by law, and the earth itself is held by law. It turns by law. It does everything by law. And the games of agreement, the authorization of a government that has no real allegiance, alignment, attunement, atonement, harmonization with the purposes of existence and the perpetuation of existence and the facilitation and enhancement of the global family in efforts at every level to instill greater love, greater peace, greater poise, greater prosperity, greater harmony, then a government such as that cannot be continued in existence, because all of existence is contingent upon its harmonization with the wheel of existence, the will of God. Our people have been calling forward, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and it is so as it is in heaven according to that which we think we are creating our reality. So if we are not completely poised, completely peaceful, completely healthy, completely wealthy, if we are not celebrating our existence because we are oppressed, suppressed, depressed, diseased, and disheartened, and discontent, and dissatisfied, and all of that, it's because you are not allowing your thoughts to be harmonized in the truth and the beauty and the phenomenal opportunity that you have as a living being to know that that which sustains all worlds and all realms is that which maintains and sustains you. So there is no disease, including AIDS or HIV or diabetes or cancer or anything that is greater than the intelligence of existence. There is no state of imbalance or dis-ease in the physical body, in the spiritual body, in the psychic body, in the emotional body, in the mind that cannot be harmonized when we and make time and take the opportunity to harmonize oneself in the truth of its existence itself as an inherent, inalienable, immortal part of all there is as existence itself. You are absolutely phenomenal. The intelligence of your being is absolutely phenomenal. You can tune into that absolute and divine mind and the absolute and divine presence and heal yourself of anything. Without the doctors, without the pharmaceuticals, without the medications. And if you continue to submit to the practicing of doctors who are some of the professional largest number of drug addict and chemical dependent people on the planet, then you are living a completely faithless life. That you have no faith in the intelligence of that which animates you. The doctors did not give you your breath. They did not give you your heart. They did not give you anything that is the true substance of what it is that you are. The earth and its minerals and its water and the life force that is completely surrounding of the earth is that which maintains and sustains us. In order for us to be healed, in order for us to be whole, we have to turn our thoughts unto it, to give our lives unto it, to make commitments to live as these living, loving, intelligent, potent parts of the presence of all there is as existence itself. Do you want to be empowered? Do you want to be whole? Do you want to be cleansed? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be prosperous? Do you want to be wealthy? Do you want your children to walk in a greater degree of integrity, ethic, morality than those people that you see on the streets with their butts hanging from their pants and just cursing and going on? Do you want your children, your grandchildren to aspire towards whoredom and prostitution and bling bling and materialism and sinfulness? Do you want your legacy of all of the ones who have come before you to be forgotten? Do you want to be wiped from the face of this earth, never to be remembered? Do you want your life to be like the flame of a match that was blown out? What happened to you? You and I are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence. It is essential. It is crucial. It is our time now to be held still every day at some point in time in reverencing our own breath and heartbeat and the intelligence of our own beings to come to greater degrees of peace and poise so that if you want to leave your job, the intelligence of existence, when you apply yourself to it, will show you how to make that exodus. But leaving one's job and fulfilling one's purpose are not the same thing. And so you must ask for what it is you want. If you want to fulfill your purpose in existence, if you want to be harmonized with your purpose in existence, if you care to step off the path of death onto the path of life, eternal life, everlasting life, to realize that you were given one life and it is an eternal life, and to see that the resurrection is in progression and it is in process, but it will be through the correction of the generations who are living now. They are making correction in terms of what it is we do every day, how it is we think, what inspires us, and what our activities actually are. you and I have the opportunity to do that which need be done now. To be cleansed and purified, to be renewed and rebirthed and revivified so that the talents and skills and abilities that we have can be consciously committed, cultivated, unfolded, and developed so that we are able to meet the need of existence right now, where we be, wherever we be. For wherever we exist by virtue of the presence and the intelligence of that absolute and eternal presence. And the earth itself is just like a cell within its body, and she is in a cosmic journey into greater degrees of light and unfoldment into other realms and places and spaces within the cosmic. And those of us who dwell upon the earth are not going to be able to be maintained and sustained indefinitely through existence with this journey with our spaceship Mother Earth. And we have no desires to be correct. We make no effort to be corrected. We do nothing to be cleansed and purified. We continue to accept death as your fulfillment of life. Death is not the fulfillment of life. Everlasting life, eternal life, conscious immortality is the fulfillment of having lived according to the laws of life, according to the laws of that which maintains and sustains life and existence itself. If you have no reverence and respect for your breath and your heartbeat, then how can you expect someone else to really care for you? If you have no care for the integrity of your being at the cellular level, and you continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows, how can you really expect to be healed? When that which you do undermines the cellular functioning of who and what you are as a being, an intelligent being, and that intelligence of existence is permeated in every atom and every cell of your being, and it has its proper functioning, and it has that which is proper food for it, that which will nourish the cells, that which will cleanse the cells, and that which will facilitate cellular regeneration and therefore strengthen your immunity towards against viruses and bacteria and negativity and being penetrated by spiritual forces that you cannot see, that distort your personality as a result of your being outside of the integrity of who and what you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, caring, conscious, conscientious, cognizant, aware point of an absolute and eternal presence that is your ultimate parent reality, your father and your mother, and all of the fathers and mothers that have come before us were personifications of the same intelligence, but we have been under attack through the corporate deities of death, those people who have aligned and associated themselves in cooperation through corporations, incorporating, putting into corporate ideals and thoughts that are distorting because they produce products that distort the intelligent functioning of the cells of a being, and they have produced artificial colors, artificial flavors, FD&C colorings, BHAs, BHT, sodium benzoates, all manners of preservatives and artificial foods called junk foods and things that the body cannot recognize as intelligent. So as you continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all of these things that are not real because they are chemically synthesized in laboratories by the minds of people who are functioning in the distortion of who and what they are as intelligences of existence. Our bodies can only store these things. They cannot be incorporated into the intelligent cellular functioning of who and what we are as children of an absolute and eternal presence. And so we, our bodies, begin to reflect the distortion of having been nourished by garbage. Our minds and our spirits, our thoughts, our passions, our lusts begin to reflect the distortion of having never been nourished, never been fed, never been cared for, never been loved at the cellular level. You and I are in that now moment where we can make a conscious effort and decision now to nourish ourselves, to stop feeding as if we were an enslaved people, stop eating that which is not good for us, that is produced by those doctors and Frankensteins and the scientists who are themselves so totally alienated from the real process of living that they try to kill every organism and then grow food. You cannot grow real food, and you have destroyed the integrity of the organism activity of the earth itself. You have no respect for life. So how can you produce life? Life will make and avail itself unto you when you walk with love and reverence for it. The intelligence of existence is not stupid. It knows who loves it, and it loves those who love it. It heals those who will apply themselves to it. It places those who have been working diligently on its behalf in places and spaces where they have greater influence, greater territory, greater resources, greater everything as a result of them taking the time to discipline themselves, their bodies, their hearts, and their minds. If you choose to be cleansed and healed and made whole, if you choose to be a part of the resurrection, if you choose to glorify the lineages that you represent, then it is a definite part of what you have to do to stop supporting the corporate deities of death. Stop ingesting these poisons and come to a point where you give your body what it needs, fresh air and sunshine and exercise and water. 80% of the earth is water. 80% of our bodies is water, not sodas, not coffee, not alcoholic drinks, but water. So understand that every disease that you could possibly have is as a result of denying yourself the basic rights of what it is to be a human being, a living being, a progenitor of lineages of people as a man, and as a perpetuator of lineages of people as a womb man. Life is a completely intelligent reality. And in order for us to have the fullness of it, the abundance of it, the beauty of it, to really truly reflect the power, we have to apply ourselves towards the intelligence and light of existence and seek to be living testament and testimonies of it. Otherwise, you will never have that which you could truly have. And that which you could truly have is an opportunity to be infinitely held in the awesomeness of conscious existence through infinity and eternity. To be in an exalted place and space beyond the earth, and while you're on the earth, because the earth itself is in an exalted place in space. We are surrounded in the heavens. And if you dwell in the hells, and if you continue to listen to those people who are creating hellacious situations, then you will never come into your power. You have to turn these people off and turn every atom and every cell of your being on to full receptivity as a conduit, as a transmitter, as one who seeks to be completely transformed and have your energies completely transmuted by the intelligence of existence that is all pervasive throughout all of infinity and eternity. Ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find. We're seeking to stand in the light of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence. We're asking to be renewed, to be cleansed, to be purified, to be made whole so that the strength of who we are as a global family can come to true reflecting of that which is our birthright. We have the opportunity to heal our situation. We have the opportunity to make a difference in the world. Those of us who are in these United States of America, in the presence of the Creator on the earth itself and under the corporate administration of America as a corporate deity that perpetuates death, we have the opportunity to tune into the infinite, the absolute, and the eternal so that we can be completely renewed, reborn, and uplifted so that we can be uplifting. We are the hands of God, and God is sent here to do the work that God would do through us. But if you don't want to accept that responsibility, nobody's going to give it to you. If you don't have the wisdom, you can't do the work. If you don't have the light, you can't make the difference. You have to ask for love. You have to ask for wisdom. You have to be harmonized by law. Call for the triumph of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, absolute truth as a reality of your life. And watch how the hand of God moves in your behalf through every circumstance and situation. And it does not matter what you are finding yourself challenged with. It does not matter. Because everything responds to the intelligence of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And every atom and every cell of your being is seeking it. And if you're really seeking your death, then you may try to expedite the process so that you can stop suffering and we can stop supporting those who no longer deserve our support. We are in that now moment of eternity where those of us who are on the planet here are some of the most powerful people on the planet now. And those of us who are here in the Americas have opportunity to change our lives so that the rest of the world and the resources that we utilize of 80% of the world's resources, and we are less than 20% of the world's population, the balance can come without us being rocked from the face of existence so that everybody else can get up once they get from up under our lust and desires. You and I are living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence, and it is our time to rise. It is our time to shine. It is our time to make commitments to stand in the fullness of the light and the truth of who we each are. And there is no legislation, there is no government, there is no organization that can do for you what you are not willing to do for yourself. And so you're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I'd like to welcome you. I pray that you are always growing in greater degrees of personal effectiveness and self-mastery and being able to take and utilize, internalize the information, the inspiration, and all that you receive from this meeting of the Inner Circle. For those of us who constitute this Inner Circle are some of the most powerful spirits on the planet right now. And this meeting is to make sure that we are able to come together and harmonize with the real I. That real I, that truthful I, that one I, that cosmic I that is potent and seeing through every eye of existence itself. The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational, to give us this opportunity to truly be held in absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, that you receive more of what it is that you need in order to be all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence, whose presence constitutes the whole of existence itself. We are in this now moment of eternity where life itself, the Creator's presence itself, all of the ancient ones themselves, those of us who are the ascendants and descendants of the Aboriginal, the Indigenous and the Native peoples of this place, we have opportunity to do that which must be done in this now moment, and that is to stand forward, to stand up, to rise and to be elevated, to be exalted in the light of who it is that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence. Life is calling us to complete attention, and life calling us to complete attention has to have us understand that law governs everything. It is not about the money. It's not about what race of people, what nation of people, how much oil, all of the things that they preoccupy your little minds with so that you are completely distracted and unfocused in focusing on that which is your duty, responsibility, and obligation for establishing within every atom and every cell of your being that which is substance and that which is truth, that which will substantiate your own presence so that your being is truly reflective of that which you are as a living intelligence poised and purposed on behalf of intelligence, period, All beings in existence are intelligences of existence, and there is not one point, one part, one particle, that which those call quantum. We are dwelling in the very presence and intelligence of that which is timeless and eternal, infinite and everlasting, forever going, forever being, forever expanding. And we dwell within the infinitude of its possibilities. And so in this now moment, it's time for us to really know who we be in relationship to all there is. The Creator's presence is the totality of all there is existence itself, and we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of its own very presence. The presence of the Absolute is all there is existence itself, and each point of its presence is Supreme Being as it is Supreme Being, and we are to be held and to be charged as living intelligences of its presence. We are in that point and space and place where that which is knowledge, that which is beyond studies and information, can be constituted as a reality of our living, the truth of our being. We are dwelling on a planet that is completely self-healing, self-regenerating, and ever moving through the very body and presence of the Absolute. We are already in heaven. We are already in heaven. So why do you think that you have to die to go there? Somebody told you that this earth was a wicked place. This earth is a very fabulous place. This place is a paradise. It has gifted us and has been completely charged and permeated as a living being that gives birth to all things that we see. It provides all substances, all material, all elements, all elementals, all things that allow us to be maintained and sustained in the reality of life itself as living beings. There is nothing that the Creator has not gifted us and given us, including so much of its own very presence, animating every atom and every cell of our being. Why are you acting as if you are impoverished? Why are you acting as if you do not have the wealth of existence at your beck and call, at your hand? It has given you a voice. It's given you an eye. It's given you an imagination. It has given you energy. It has given you a dynamic, an enthusiasm, a zeal. It has given you purpose. It has given you everything that you need in order to really be able to participate consciously as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of its presence already in heaven. And so as we are attuned to the truth of ourselves, and as we seek to be enhanced, as we seek to be cleansed, to be purified, to be renewed and rebirthed so that we can stand truly revivified in the light of the intelligence that is the truth of our own beings. It does not matter what hue of people we are. It doesn't matter what nations and races of people we represent. It just does not matter. The fact that you breathe, the fact that you have a pulse, you have blood, you have body, you have tissue, you have bones, you have organs and glands and brain and all of that, that is what constitutes you as a living being and gives you inherent duty, obligation, and responsibility for being able to function according to the purposes of existence, which are purpose to continue and perpetuate existence itself. We are here to magnify the glories of existence. We are here to be glorified by the truth of existence. We are here to be renewed and rebirthed. We are here to represent the lineages of those who have come before us in the establishment of this absolute and eternal order. Understand, don't be distracted by all of what you see, because there is an absolute truth, an absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute right. There is that which we can attune to, which will provide us with undescribable wholeness, completeness, contentment, satisfaction, fulfillment, peace, poise, potency, prosperity. There is no money out of circulation, but money does not really convey the true substance of wealth of this planet. The true substance of wealth upon this planet is the quality of soul of those who are living upon the planet. The true wealth of the planet is the quality of light and the substance of love of those who are on the planet. And as we see that there are so many people who are in confusion and darkness and distortion and degradation and deprivation and rushing towards a premature demise as a result of being outside of their right mind, then it is up to you and I to come to a point where we can be the ones who help restore, reconcile, realign, reattune the truth of our own beings with that which is the true being, whose being is truly all there is. The presence of the Absolute is the very presence that constitutes each and every one of us. Its intelligence animates every atom and every cell of our being. There is law, and that law and those laws are in effect and have complete authority and power, regardless of whether you pay attention to them or not. The laws of existence have been in effect for the whole of existence, and it is timeless, infinite, and eternal. So there are no games of agreement that men can make. There are no governments. There are no principalities, no heavens, no hells, no authority of any of those who constitute created beings here, whose authority outweighs and outshines and outorders the authority of existence itself, the laws of existence itself. Therefore, a lawless system, a government that has established itself in bloodshed, religions who have established themselves in bloodshed, people who continue to push their way and their might and of influence through bloodshed have no real authority under the light of intelligence directly, and as a result of being outside of the order of the law of existence that says that as a living being, you are here to perpetuate life, you are here to perpetuate love, you are here to live in accordance with the laws of existence, and you have no authority by the authority of existence to work against existence, to slay anything or anybody because power, as you were told not to kill. And so those who find delight in killing, those who have signed their names on the dotted line, are being paid to be killing. Those who are engaged in war and distraction and destruction will meet their just due in just a little bit of time. The karmic debts of all of the nations who function outside of the order of the intelligence of their own being, who have taken upon themselves and conferred upon themselves how they will bastardize, capitalize, globalize this planet and dominate the lives of the earth itself, the oil, the riches of the earth itself, her creatures and her people. These people have to be judged, have been judged, and have already been condemned. So these are not the people that you need to be following right now. These are not even the people you need to be listening to right now. These are the people that you need to pity, because they have yet to understand what the inherent purpose of existence is, and as a result of not applying themselves that way, they have no rights to influence realms and worlds of people, and they will be held completely offensive and guilty by virtue of the laws and the tribunal of the whole and the exalted councils within the spiritual worlds who are watching this place and watching this planet and making sure that there are intelligences here, there are angels here, there are those of us who are commissioned by virtue of the authority of existence to hail existence up, to call you to its attention directly. Everybody, heart, mind, life, and soul. It says every head will bow and every knee will bend. Your eye has needs to be focused as an intelligent eye of existence itself. Your faculties need to be cleansed and purified. You need to take the time to realize that as long as you are outside of the order of light, as long as you do not have within your own body, heart, mind, soul, inclination, the desire to be right, as long as you follow those who have perpetuated lies and taught you that you should be feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and give you artificially colored, artificially flavored, artificially sweetened all manners of garbage to feed yourself and your children, understand you will never have the perfect peace or poise or happiness that you should have as a child of the absolute. And so this is your time to choose. This is your time to really clarify within yourself, within your own heart. That is your altar. Your heart is the altar because your body is the temple of God. And the Creator needs no book to communicate with you. The Creator's intelligence is so pervasive that you don't even have to read a book to get it. But that's when you've made the commitment to absolute light, absolute truth. You've made the commitment to be the vessel, the vehicle. You've made the commitment to shine in the fullness of all that you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of all there is. You have asked for that. It say, ask and it shall be given. You have spent all of this money on all this information. And what do you do with it? How can you utilize it? If it does not empower you to walk with the authority as a child of God with a perfect love for life itself, for all living beings, then you still have to apply yourself to law and love and light and wisdom and truth. These things cannot be forfeited. You cannot apply yourself to all of this information and miss that which will allow you to walk in the harmonization and the realization and to be actualized as an eye of the absolute. You cannot be authorized, legitimized, licensed, or degreed by a lawless people, a people who have no light, no love, no wisdom to be outside of your purpose in existence. And those people who have disconnected from their purpose have disconnected from their destiny. And to be disconnected from your destiny means that you are no longer in the harmony of path of progress in the ways of exaltation as a conscious immortal. And so these are the things that have to be reestablished. No matter how much you organize and how many organizations we have, if the persons who constitute the organizations have not themselves purified, cleansed their bodies, their hearts, their minds, if they have not let go of the slave master's poison, if they are continually working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, if they themselves have not committed every atom and every cell of their beings to being, to being an integral, virtuous, potent, loving, forgiving disciple of truth, then your organizations will never do the work that they could otherwise do. There's nothing wrong with organizing, but to be organizing and have no light, have no real love, still be judging and condemning and negative and eating all kinds of poison and swine and drinking coffee and drinking sodas and drinking coke and all of these things makes you completely impotent. There is nothing that you will accomplish here that need be accomplished. You may be able to rejoice in the fellowship of being amongst those who have not done the work. And we see that fellowship going on every Sunday amongst sick people, amongst people who have yet to come to the point of personal decision to walk away from teachings and doctrines and philosophies and people that no longer serve their best interests, and stepping completely off the path of death. and stepping completely onto the path of life by consciously seeking, asking, praying to be renewed and rebirthed in the light of this absolute and eternal Son. For this is the work that each of us must do, because the triumph is already won. There are no forces, militaristic or otherwise, who can defeat the Creator. There are no forces that can defeat life. There are no forces that will destroy this planet. There are no forces that will continue to support you in doing that which is not in your own best interest, that comes from the exalted places and spaces, those beings and spirits and intelligences that provide a place of inspiration for you, will be inspiring you and teaching you and motivating you to do that which is in your own best interest. They will not support you in working on behalf of those who have been condemned. They will not support you in praying and praying and praying for jobs, and the jobs that you get, you go work for Lucifer. And then you go back to those places and you pray and thank God for the job that you got working for Lucifer. The selfish ones, the ones who have no light, no wisdom, they will produce anything and market it and put it out there in all kinds of pretty packages with all the kind of music that makes us rock and sing and dance and all of that. And next thing you know is the children are saying, "Mommy, can you get me this? And Mommy, can you get me that?" And your mommies are giving their children the flesh of dead animals, flesh burgers, and artificial colors and flavors and things that are making them sick and distorted and depressed and defiled. Our liberation is contingent upon our having a personal commitment and desire to be cleansed and purified from the ways of distortion and wickedness, from the ways of the world, from perpetuating capitalism before you perpetuate life itself. And just because you've gone through the rudiments of what is necessary in order to bring forth other beings into the world does not mean that you are really, really fulfilling your duties and obligations as the progenitor of lineages or the perpetuator of lineages. If you are not giving your children substance of that which nourishes their cells towards optimum functioning, this is the only real liberation there can be, is to liberate us at the cellular level, for the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us cellularly. So liberation in and of itself is a cellular function. And when you realize, when the real I in you has truly seen the truth of your own being as divine, when you have come to that point and place and space where within the depths of your heart and your care and your knowing, your desire is to be completely reflective of the integrity and virtue of that which is consistent with who and what you are as a living intelligence on behalf of the whole of existence itself. The Creator is all there is as existence, and we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points and parts of its own very presence. Did they teach you that in school? Did they tell you that in church? Well, now you can get it over the radio. Therefore, we are living in a very blessed time. Every atom and every cell of your entire being is completely responsive and receptive unto absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, absolute care, absolute truth. And so you have to ask for that, seek that. Say, "Ask and it shall be given, knock and the door shall be opened, seek and ye shall find." Seek to stand in the light of the integrity of who you are, in the exaltation of virtue and character, ethic, integrity, and morality. This is the only thing that gives us leverage in a wicked system. A system that supports and has supported the annihilation and Holocaust of many peoples throughout this planet, and they're doing more devastation now. And there are so many of you who are in complicity with the Holocaust and the genocide that is going on right now before our own eyes, in our own bodies, and in our own homes and households, and in our own churches. And I'm here to call it all out, to call you all forward, to let you know that, yes, as soon as you're ready, you can stop doing those things that you know you need not do. You can stop it. You can accomplish anything that you will to accomplish, particularly when you are seeking the truth of your being. The government is becoming more and more fascist. And it is in everyone's best interest, including them themselves and all of those who work on their behalf. It is in each of our best interests as living beings upon one planet, that is our spaceship Mother Earth, who will be liberated. She will be liberated first and foremost before any of the people will. Because she has not deviated not one iota from her integral purposes in existence as a citizen of the cosmic, the truth. And she has done her work. She's continuing to do her work. And she has completely supported everything and everybody. It's just that we're at the point where we have to come to understand how to be as she is, how to be as the Creator is, as its own children. And so, yes, we have to have an absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth guiding us. We can put all of the books down. We can stop paying all of the money for all of the classes and all the special tutoring and all of that, and just get real quiet and get real still and have every atom and every cell of your being completely charged in your desire to be held consciously as a living intelligence of this absolute and eternal presence whose presence is everywhere. The Creator is so awesome. It is so unfathomable. All we have to do is look and see. We are seeing through its own eyes. And you deny its presence every day. You look at yourself. You act as if God is not there. How would you like to create things or give birth to somebody's and they have no respect for you? They have no real honor, no reverence for you. They slap you in the face and feed you poison and all of that. How would you like that? They disregard you. They disobey you. But every point and part of their being is because of you. So imagine how the Creator must feel seeing us in our disrespect and disregard of its light, of its intelligence, of its presence, as the presence of everything and everyone, regardless of how small it is, regardless of how it's functioning or not functioning. We are here to radiate the intelligence of who we be in light of all there is as existence itself. We are here to be reclaimed and to be the reclamation of the triumph of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth on behalf of life itself, on behalf of light itself. The script has been flipped. And those who have had will know what it's like not to have. And those who've never had will understand what it's like if they've prepared themselves properly to have an abundance of all there is, to know what it's like to not have to worry about anything, but to be able to rest at night and in the day and perfectly knowing that you are always in the presence of your Creator, and all you have to do is to center and focus and ask for that which is needed. For it knows. And there is nothing that it would do to see you without. So it's for us to see the truth of what is. This earth is already suspended in the heavens, and it is a living paradise, and we live in a rainbow of color. Each and every breath we take and every beat of our heart is completely ordered by the law of existence and by the presence of the absolute. Who can give you greater than that? How can you work for anything more fabulous than that? Do you spin your wheels just killing yourself? Well, it's time to stop, because you deserve to be able to stand with the triumphant ones, those who have triumphed over all of the isms and schisms and things that separate us and turn us into something other than loving intelligences purposed on behalf of life itself, to the glory of the whole of existence itself, to magnify the glory of the Creator directly as all there is as existence itself. So you and I are held completely by absolute light, absolute law, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And truth is calling you to be true unto it. The Creator is calling you to be true unto it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama.